This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The final debate night in Nashville, Tennessee, between U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died and millions of jobs have been lost. Mr. Trump declared that the virus will go away, while Biden warned that the nation was heading toward a dark winter. Biden says President Trump doesn't even have a replacement for the Affordable Care Act.
He's been talking about this for a long time. He's never come up with a plan. I guess we're going to get the pre-existing condition plan the same time we get the infrastructure plan that we've been waiting since 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Ultimately, President Trump says that Biden is all talk and no action.
You were vice president, along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action, Jim.
We got a lot of it done. We released 38,000 prisoners left from the...
You got nothing done.
38,000 prisoners were released from federal prison.
This, again, is the final debate between the two before Election Day, November 3rd. U.S. officials say there has been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days, AP's Mike Rossia.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly, or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Army says it carried out a drone strike against al-Qaeda leaders in northwest Syria near the border, killing 14 jihadists. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the victims included 5 foreigners and 6 commanders. China is threatening retaliation of the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire has those details.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% last year's level as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the fourth quarter passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and extension of quarantine requirements to travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat the coronavirus, remdesivir. AP's Ed Donahue tells us more.
Remdesivir had been approved for emergency use in the spring. President Trump pushed for months for fast, final approval.
Especially with things at work.
Remdesivir is made by Gilead, and study leader Dr. Arun Sanyal says it's an antiviral drug given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization.
And it is designed to slow down or stop the virus from multiplying. So once the virus cannot multiply anymore, then the virus load goes down and the body's normal healing systems can take over.
A large study found remdesivir cut recovery time by 5 days on average. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Europe's reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in 10 days, crossing 200,000 daily infections for the first time Thursday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.